looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me. Her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a little like a shooting star. So I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa, never gonna grow up. Whoa, never gonna slow down. Whoa, we were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa, we were doing it right. We were coming alive. Whoa, yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. Whoa, we were coming alive. Whoa, yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Barefoot blue jean night, a barefoot blue jean night, a barefoot blue jean night.
Oh, it's a barefoot blue jean night. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin, the Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Now that the dust has settled from last night's Republican presidential primary debate, the candidates and their consultants are analyzing how things went, what, if any, changes in strategy might be needed. White House correspondent Greg Clugston was on hand for last night's showdown at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California.
For 2 hours, seven GOP candidates answered questions on topics including immigration, education, crime, and foreign policy. Early on, the Republican hopefuls uniformly blamed President Biden's economic policies for inflation and rising debt and for failing to secure the southern border. Some candidates also took a swing at Donald Trump, who skipped the debate. They said he was missing in action and afraid to defend his record. As the debate wore on, several candidates bickered and talked over each other, creating chaotic exchanges. With Trump holding a commanding lead, the candidates here hope their performances tonight will help them break from the pack and rise in the polls. The next Republican debate is 6 weeks from now in Miami.
Former President Trump did take a pass on last night's debate in order to address auto workers during a visit to suburban Detroit.
My pledge to every automaker is this: a vote for President Trump means the future of the automobile will be made in America, where it should be.
The UAW strike is 2 weeks old as of today, and there is a threatened expansion of the walkout if there's no progress in contract talks by tomorrow. We expect an announcement on that at 10 tomorrow morning Eastern Time. George Washington University Law School Professor Jonathan Turley is one of three experts scheduled to testify in today's first House hearing of the Biden impeachment inquiry. Dow futures up 34 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you trade stocks, then you know avoiding pitfalls is the biggest challenge for both new and experienced investors. Vantage Point's dual-patented artificial intelligence provides a powerful solution to this problem by offering predictive accuracy, emotional neutrality, and diverse market forecasts for today's active traders. Vantage Point's AI analyzes billions of data points in seconds, so you get highly accurate predicted market conditions for the next trading day. Take the emotion out of your trading. Text the word money to 813-813. Navigate the financial markets with confidence using AI. Text MONEY to 813-813 right now to learn more for free. Text MONEY to 813-813 to experience the benefits of AI in your trading. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
There is some welcome news this morning for Americans planning to pay a visit to Israel. We get details on that from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
American passport holders will no longer suffer the bureaucratic stress of obtaining a U.S. visa in order to enter or travel through Israel. The process of bringing Israel into the passport waiver program, which has been going on for a decade, will have come to fruition by November. Arab Israelis who have suffered what many call excessive security scrutiny will now be able to traverse Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport without waiting months for an appointment for an interview. But officials warn of a downside. Residents of areas which give birth to significant violence and who were previously banned from travel will be given access to air and seaports. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. When it comes to math skills, American students are falling far behind their peers abroad, and that worries the Pentagon.
The Defense Department urges U.S. schools to vamp up education in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, because the upcoming generation's math skills are getting too bad to support the country's future in... It says there are eight times as many college graduates in STEM in China and four times as many engineers in Russia as in the U.S. And here comes the dilemma. Technology and data-related job opportunities grow rapidly while few U.S. high school students are ready for college-level math. I'm Tiffany Wong.
The American soldier who sprinted into North Korea across the heavily fortified border between the Koreas more than 2 months ago has arrived back in the U.S. The White House says Private Travis King's return was organized with the help of Sweden and China. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Mark your calendars for Shoreview Cabins Fall Colors Open House Friday, September 29th from noon till 6 with ribbon cutting by the Chamber of Commerce at 4 p.m. Come to our beautiful modern Northwoodsy Furnace Cabins and our spacious main house, both all with the modern conveniences of smart TVs, Wi-Fi, and gas grills. Get away from it all with your own private deck, fish off your own private pier, and enjoy a beautiful view of Long Lake. You have it all with the golf course, Elk Lake Park, Main Street Shopping and Dining, and Boat Landing, all within a three-mile radius. Please book your Fall Color stays now at shoreviewcabins.com. And be sure to come for our Fall Color Open House Cabin Tours and Ribbon Cutting on Friday, September 29th at Shoreview Cabins, your year-round relaxation destination. Conveniently located on Darrell Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin, or at shoreviewcabins.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Republicans in the legislature look to prevent doctors from offering gender-affirming care to transgender youth.
That bill was introduced Wednesday by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and State Senator Dewey Strobel. It would stop the use of surgery or hormonal care for people under the age of 18 who are seeking to transition gender. The authors claim doctors are pressuring patients into unnecessary and harmful treatments. Members of the legislature's LGBTQ caucus say the bill shows, quote, abject cruelty, and that lawmakers have no place preventing approved medical treatment between a patient and a doctor. The Wisconsin Medical Society opposes the measure. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Racine soldier who crossed the border into North Korea is back in American custody. The North Korean government announced Wednesday Travis King would be expelled from the country. King crossed the border from South Korea while on a civilian tour back in July. The U.S. said all efforts to talk to North Korea about the handover of King were silenced, and that Sweden intervened in the process with the help of China. King was reported to be in good spirits and good health. Since he was declared absent without leave from the army during his detention by the North Koreans, King is likely to face disciplinary action. Former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan believes a federal government shutdown is imminent. In a Tuesday night conversation at UW-Madison's La Follette School of Public Affairs, Ryan shared his thoughts on several topics in the political and policy realm, including his perception that several current Republican House members are pushing for a government shutdown.
More than half of our members were never there for a government shutdown. They're leaning into this. There's a bunch of people who think this is, like, for some reason in their interest.
Federal government shut down twice in 2018 while Ryan served as speaker. The longtime Wisconsin congressman is not in favor of a shutdown.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
A Wednesday night shooting at a downtown Milwaukee restaurant injured two people. Police say the shooter was outside of Elsa's on the Park while the victims of the gunfire were inside the eatery. One of them was taken to a hospital and is expected to survive, while the other suffered a graze wound to the head and wasn't hospitalized. Investigators say the shooting doesn't appear to have been a random act. And the historic Frank Lloyd Wright home in Milwaukee is for sale.
The Frederick Bach House can be yours for a price of $1.5 million. The five-bedroom, four-bath home is 6,700 square feet and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. This is only the second time the home has been on the market. It was built in 1917 for Milwaukee alderman and businessman Frederick Bach and was last purchased in 1955. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90 of Fifield, died on September 21st at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by two children, Carol Schlotterbeck of Minneapolis and by Bruce Lobermeyer of Duluth. Survived also by two grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 3rd, 11 a.m., at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held Tuesday, October 3rd, at 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90, Fifield. Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips, passed away on September 23rd. She is survived by her four children, Diane Will of Prentice, by Penny Wild of Winnemucca, Nevada, by Lisa Bleck of Winnemucca, Nevada, and by Patrick Jr. of Austin, Minnesota. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her two great-granddaughters, her two great-grandsons, also survived by her siblings, Joe, Bob, and Tony of Phillips, and Bill of Fort Collins, Colorado, and by Irma Nitzel of Hot Springs, Arkansas. Survived also by two sisters-in-law. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 14th at the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation beginning at 9 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the funeral home. Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives.
Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
The duck hunting season began last weekend, and we've had some pretty good duck hunting weather with a lot of low clouds. Keeps the ducks flying low. There are three types of ducks, basically. You have puddle ducks. They're usually on the smaller ponds because they don't need deep water. They just tip when they feed. They tend to take off vertically from the water. Species of puddle ducks include the mallard, the wood duck, the widgeon, northern pintail, blue and green-winged teal, and the northern shoveler and the American black duck. And then you have diving ducks. They feed on larger bodies of water, on our lakes mostly, and they do dive as deep as 10 feet or more below the surface to feed, and some will feed on fish, and they tend to take off by running on the water using their fins to get going in speed. Species of diving ducks that are common around here are ringneck ducks, greater scalp, redheads, hooded mergansers, lesser scalps, canvasbacks, and ruddy ducks. And then you have sea ducks, which dive even deeper yet. They tend to be on very large open bodies of water. Species of sea ducks include common golden eyes, buffle heads, common merganser, long-tailed ducks, and red-breasted mergansers, to name a few. We've got a major fish feeding period happening 9:45 to 11:45 this morning. The minor is 4 till 5 later on this afternoon. And the moon is waxing gibbous. It's almost full. That's on Friday. The sun rose this morning at 6:54. It sets this evening in Park Falls at 6:52. Weather-wise, look for clouds. Could have a sprinkly light shower. Otherwise, our high today is at 67. Winds are generally light out of the east. Tonight's cloudy with a low at 56. Could have fog tomorrow. We'll have clouds Thursday with maybe some scattered sun with a high of 69 with a light southeast breeze. A bit more wind is expected out of the south on Friday. Could see scattered sun, but morning fog. We'll see a high at around 73. And for the weekend, we should see highs in the upper 70s, starting out near 60. And we have a chance for some scattered showers and storms this weekend as well. Take care. With today's Outdoor Report, I'm Carl Klepotek.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures working up into the mid-60s for today under mostly cloudy skies. Low southeast winds at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 51. At least some partial sunshine making a return for your Friday with highs approaching 70. Saturday, a chance for some scattered showers and storms up to a high of 75. Then looking to stay partly sunny and dry on Sunday with warmer highs up to 77. Monday, still well above average in the upper 70s. And for Tuesday, a high of 76. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 55.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live on location at Leisure City's Hot Tub Truck event this Thursday, September 28th, at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Tons of tubs will be available from top manufacturers like Vita, Free Flow, Hot Springs, and Nordic with special event financing. Grab some popcorn and stroll through the huge indoor showroom filled with fall clearance seasonal savings on outdoor furniture, grills, and more. During the Hot Tub Truckload event happening Thursday, September 28th at Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, or online at leisurecityhottub.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the American League, the Texas Rangers stay hot while charging toward a division crown.
The Rangers took another step toward an AL West title by silencing the Angels 5-0. Dane Dunning tossed 3-hit ball while striking out 7 over 7 innings of the Rangers' 7th win in 8 games.
Just to be able to go out and, you know, get the team a win, that way we can, you know, get one closer to the division title.
Adolis Garcia opened the scoring with an RBI double in the first inning and added a solo shot in the third, his 38th of the season. It remained 2-0 until Evan Carter and Marcus Semien added 9th inning homers to put the game out of reach. Semien and Corey Seager each had 2 hits for Texas. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other American League winners included Tampa Bay, the New York Yankees, Minnesota, and Houston. Interleague winners included Arizona, Cleveland, and Baltimore. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, in the National League, winners yesterday were the New York Mets, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Miami, the LA Dodgers, and San Diego. In the NBA, Damian Lillard has been traded by Portland to Milwaukee. The deal ends his 11-year run with the Trailblazers. The 7-time All-Star goes from the Trailblazers to the Bucks in a 3-team deal that sends Jrue Holiday from the Bucks to Portland, DeAndre Ayton from Phoenix to Portland, and Yusuf Nurkic from the Blazers to the Suns. In the NFL, Ezekiel Elliott is set for a Dallas homecoming when his New England Patriots visit the Cowboys this weekend. Elliott figures there'll be emotions when he returns to the place where he was a star for 7 seasons alongside quarterback Dak Prescott. The 2-time rushing champion believes he can keep the focus on getting the Patriots to victory. This is SRN Sports.
First place in the NFC North is on the line tonight when the Packers host the Lions in a 7:15 kick at Lambeau. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Both teams 2-1. The Packers trying to end a 3-game slide against Detroit. Quarterback Jordan Love.
I think any NFC North game is a big game. And like you said, you know, we're right now the 2 top teams in the North right now. So it's definitely going to be a huge game and one that we got to win.
David Bakhtiari, Elton Jenkins, and Devondre Campbell already ruled out for tonight. Bucks considered the favorite to win the NBA title after acquiring point guard Damian Lillard from Portland yesterday. The Bucks sending Jrue Holiday to the Trailblazers and Grayson Allen to the Phoenix Suns in the 3-team deal. Bucks also giving up a 2029 first-round draft pick to Portland, as well as the rights to swap first-round picks in 2028 and 2030. Lillard averaging 32 points and 7.3 assists per game last season. One night after winning the National League Central, the Brewers knocked off the Cardinals 3-2 last night. Tyrone Taylor doubled twice, drove in a pair to lead the Brewers to their 89th win of the season. Manager Craig Counsell said Taylor's been a primary piece for the Brewers in the second half.
He's had a great second half. I mean, he's been one of our, I don't know what the numbers are, but if you put the second half numbers up there, I, you know, it's
it's Mark and William and probably Tyrone are the three guys that are probably sitting up the top there. So he's just all-around player. That's what keeps you in the lineup. You know, when maybe you're not swinging the bat that well, his defense, you know, is always there. His base running is always there. And that's what keeps getting you chances out there.
Top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team opens its season tonight on the road, the first of two at Lindenwood. Badgers are the defending NCAA champions, winning their seventh title last season. Top-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team earned a three-set sweep over Ohio State to improve to 12-0 on the season. The Badgers...
Shawamigan will be at Athens for a 4 o'clock race coming up this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Lakeland T-Bird boys soccer team will travel to Mosinee. The Lakeland girls swim team is at Antigo. The Lakeland volleyball team, all levels, hosting Mosinee. The Lakeland football team will have a varsity contest here today on Thursday as they will travel to take on Ashland. And that will be 7 o'clock start time for that contest tonight. Well, the Packers will be on tonight, of course. And for those of you who can't access it via TV, welcome to the world of pay-per-view football. It's not going to be on regular TV unless you're over in the Green Bay and Milwaukee TV markets. But everybody else has to have Amazon Prime. And we'll just tell you, you can get the game right here for free. We'll have it for you. 5:03 will be the pregame. 7:15, the kick, Packer football today, right here. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
No, this isn't for dumb people. I'm not an idiot. There's a certain amount of math. There's addition, subtraction. But you remember you get around like 7th, 8th grade, they just started making stuff up, you know? I'll tell you how you knew. When you got into class, you went in there, it was just all, they stopped using numbers in math. Anybody remember that? You just go in there, it's all letters. They were like, A plus B equals C, Paul. I think it's done. I don't know. Did I miss English class? Is this a Scrabble challenge? I think I gotta go. Even the units sound like they made it up that day. You know, like, this next unit's called Guesstimate. Hee hee. All you gotta do is guess the answers, Paul. Yeah, sounds easy, but I got the quiz back and I failed. I was like, how did I fail? This is a guess. Oh, you didn't guess close enough, I guess. Mm-hmm. And this was the kicker. The next unit was called the Law of Diminishing Returns. This is how they actually explained it. They said, Paul, you know how you have one piece of cake, the second piece isn't as good? I said, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. You're eating the wrong cake.
Doggone it, I want more coffee, but I'm too lazy to go to the break room to get it.
Introducing the Coffee Monkey. The Coffee Monkey is a chimpanzee that's been trained to get coffee. He can brew, pour, add sugar, and bring it to you just the way you like it.
Thanks, Coffee Monkey. Now go away, you smell.
Oh, don't take him off. Because that happens.
At least he missed my coffee. Never mind.
The Coffee Monkey, another questionable service from Bad Idea Industry.
From our starting lineup.
Just keep it trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears roll. What the hell's
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. Them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population side, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. See you next summer. Now this ain't, see you next summer.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up. And I thought, man, ain't this some shit. Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. Too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. Talk on. They didn't fall for
Keith Urban there in 98Q Country at 7:43. At 17 before 8. We're going to talk Packer football. Mike Clemens, our Packer insider. That's what he does, is cover the Packers. He'll chat with us at 9 this morning about the game tonight. We've got Kyle Cronin, district administrator for the Shawamigan Schools, joining us to talk all things football. No, talk all things Shawamigan, right?
Well,
Shawamigan.
I was going to say, I'm not going to make any predictions for this evening yet. So,
all right, good.
But we will talk all things Shawamigan.
Yes.
We got done with a great homecoming week last week. Yeah. Capped it off with a dance on Saturday night, a football victory on Friday. A great way to start this week off. I'm going to encourage people, get out and watch our high school athletes, whether it's cross country or volleyball or football. I spent Saturday at a volleyball tournament down in Phillips watching our athletes, and they fight hard. They're yep. playing hard, and they fight hard, and they're improving every week. Our football team has notched a win finally, and certainly our cross country team is doing well. And so we just encourage people to get out and watch those activities. Speaking of sports, we do need yet a high school wrestling coach, so we're continuing to look for that. One thing I want to mention, we've seen a big increase this year. Our bus drivers have in reporting passes on the highway while the red flashing lights are on and the stop arm is out. Okay. And so we just want to encourage people. That's a really dangerous situation. And just encourage people when they come upon a bus and those lights are on, take extreme caution. You should be stopping and and making sure that the kids are getting on or off that bus safely. And again, we just encourage people. We certainly don't want to see people getting tickets, but I do. We just want to make sure that our kids are safe. So please heed those lights and signs when they are out. Today, we've got a couple of things going on at the high school. We've got Justin's in taking graduation orders already. Can you believe that?
Okay.
We've got Mecca Sports doing letter jacket orders, and it's picture retake day today. So, and that's at all of our campus picture retake. We've got the Seal a Smile program October 17th and 18th. They're going to be at our South Campus doing sealants. So mm-hmm. that's a program we work with every year. And then just a reminder for all of our kids and to our parents out there, Monday is a no school day for our students. It's a teacher in service day on Monday. Okay. So just a reminder out there that it is a no school day. Our Shawamigan North Campus, we've got a fall colors trip tomorrow, and the colors are really popping out there. I was up to Copper Peak this past weekend and was able to dodge the rain and mm-hmm. get a good look at the colors.
It'll be a good weekend to get out for that. Temperature is nice and warm.
So, it is, yeah. And the colors are really starting to pop. October 4th, our 8th grade students are heading on a heavy metal tour, and that's where they look at some different industries and things. And we're looking forward to that. And then at our Park Falls Elementary School, our after-school program, we welcome Brenda Eater, our new YMCA 21st Century after-school coordinator. We still have some space available, but that's filling up. We're limited to 50 children in that after-school program, so please sign up. Fourth and fifth grade students learned about renewables recently and local water resources through the World Renewables Energy Program. And so a thank you out to Bill Harris. Our students visited some area dams and canoed part of the Flambeau. So some good things. And then tonight we've got cross country at Athens. Football is at Winter tomorrow. Volleyball tournament, I'll be over at that in Rhinelander. And we've got volleyball, October JV volleyball on October 2nd versus Flambeau at 6 p.m. Our varsity and JV volleyball versus Rib Lake on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. That starts with JV cross country on Tuesday at Phillips, and next week's football game at Mellon's. So a lot going on.
Yeah.
I urge people to get out there.
All right, Kyle, thank you much for coming in. Joel. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for our Shawamigan Schools, joins us each Thursday. He's off to the school to get things moving over there. So we thank him for taking time to update us on what's happening. Now, we have a busy weekend for you. We got Packer football, of course, tonight. This is an Amazon Prime game, and if you don't know what that means, well, it's not on regular TV. It's not going to be on Fox. It's not going to be on anything like that. So Amazon.com, huge website, of course, billions of dollars. Jeff Bezos, they bought the rights. So was it last year? Did they start last year, I think? They bought the rights to Thursday Night Football. So if you want to watch the game tonight on TV, there's a couple ways to do it. Drive to Green Bay or Milwaukee because they are on in the local markets. That is the agreement. So the Green Bay, Milwaukee markets will have the game on local TV there. But we, for the most part, I think all of us, we don't get those markets here. So if you have the Wausau TV market or the Duluth TV market, you're not going to get the game on TV. So you have to have it on Amazon. You could watch it on your computer if you are a subscriber to Amazon Prime. You can watch the game on your computer or on your TV, on your smart TV. Don't ask it. If you're asking me what a smart TV is, it's not a dumb TV. It's a smart one. So what I'm saying is it's not going to be on regular TV. So if you want to watch it on TV tonight, call a local watering hole establishment. Call a friend. We'll have it right here, as always, on 98Q for free. For free. It will be on the radio. And blackouts do not affect radio broadcasts. So we will, except for the Super Bowl, let's not talk about that. So we got Packers today. 5:03 pregame, 7:15 will be the kick. Packers and Lions on the radio right here tonight. No Brewers today. Now, the Brewers are going to play at 3:10 today. If this game had had playoff implications, we most likely would have carried the Brewers and we would have preempted part of the Packer pregame. But because the Brewers have already clinched and these games really don't mean much to the Brewers, we are going to bring you only Packer football today. Tomorrow we've got high school football. We've got a doubleheader tomorrow night. We're going to get you Shawamigan over in Winter at 7 o'clock right here. We're going to get you Northwood Solon Springs at Phillips for their homecoming game on 103.1. with Jeff and Scott. So that's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And then a little Brewer baseball Saturday, Sunday. We have playoff Brewer baseball for you next week. It'll be a Tuesday. And there's four games going on in one day on Tuesday, Wednesday, and maybe even Thursday. So the time of that game, I would guess, is probably going to be a little bit weird, maybe early in the day. Not sure how they plan that out. But we will know probably Sunday night or Monday morning what time that Brewer game will be and who they will play in that contest. We do know that all three, if they play all three, at least two of the games will be at AmFam Field at Milwaukee as Brewers, as division winners, will get to host all three of those games of that best of three series. Today is National Drink a Beer Day. And it is also National Good Neighbor Day today. Both of those together. Drink a beer and good neighbor today. So a little message for those folks who live on my block. Please be a good neighbor and bring me a beer. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a logical thing to do, right? It's a logical thing to do. We get some of the new foods that come to our Wisconsin State Fair and even the Minnesota State Fair. Texas is having their state fair, which begins this weekend. Here's some of the new food entrees at the Texas State Fair. They always take it to another notch. Mac and cheese topped with brisket. That sounds wonderful. Fried chicken, of course. Isn't that always? Candied bacon. Jalapenos. Sausage. Some of the many new entrees apparently offered at the Texas State Fair. They don't sound that new. So that's a lot. Mac and cheese, a little bacon, a little jalapenos, all that stuff. So and what's nice is every one of those items comes with a side of fatigue, dizziness, chest pain, shortness of breath, weakness, and occasional vomiting. So it's nice to have those little tag-alongs with that there, too. Did you watch the Republican presidential debate last night? I did not. And from what I'm hearing, I didn't miss anything. So that's the debate. I'm past it. I used to kind of tune in for the debates, but I'm kind of past them now. So the presidential election season has already begun. Obviously, what is it? October, November. So we got 13 months basically of people running to be president. It's a wonderful time, isn't it? We've got a weather forecast next. Please, neighbors, bring a beer.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting your thermometer because accuracy matters. Exergen thermometers are fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate for medical and home use. Find Exergen thermometers at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now at Staples, the prices of HP printers are dropping. Save on HP Smart Tank and enjoy even more savings on ink. Save on the HP Inkjet, perfect for high-quality pics. Save on HP Laser Printers, great for tackling high-volume document printing. Now through September 30th, save on Staples' entire selection of HP printers, some as low as $69.99. With HP printer price drops at Staples, now is the time to upgrade to HP, America's most trusted printer brand. See staples.com/HP for details.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures working up into the mid-60s for today under mostly cloudy skies. Low southeast winds at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 51. At least some partial sunshine making a return for your Friday with highs approaching 70. Saturday, a chance for some scattered showers and storms, up to a high of 75. Then looking to stay partly sunny and dry on Sunday with warmer highs up to 77. Monday, still well above average in the upper 70s. And for Tuesday, a high of 76. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 55.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife and her lips that taste like sweet red wine and a pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease. When she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe. Got a devastating smile like a grown man to his knees. So come on, have it is. It blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. So come on, have it is. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been the type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people ask her why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them, it blows me away.